where we don't charge for the popcorn or the advice.
I like that.
For hours and location, go to schnarrs.com.
Expert help is waiting for you.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
At Schnarrs Hardware.
This is Larry Connors. I want to remind you, this is a good time to call John Beal and have our professionals take a look at your roof. Get any issues fixed before we get heavy thunderstorms. And John Beal has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And with John Beal, you get our low price guarantee. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Get booked on the schedule before the bad weather. Call the roofing company I'm proud to endorse. Call my friend, John Beal. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
The following is a message from the Bud Light Party.
Making a contribution to the Bud Light Party is the best decision you're going to make this year. Why? Because for every contribution, we'll give you a Bud Light. This summer, we'll be at bars and venues across the country, taking contributions and giving back with fun and Bud Light. Join the Bud Light Party on the campaign trail this summer. It's a party we can all agree on. This message approved by the Bud Light Party. Raise one to right now. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, AB, St. Louis, Missouri.
Elton John and Tim Rice's Aida closes the Muni's Unforgettable 2016 season. August 8th through the 14th, presented by Edward Jones. Tickets available now at Muni.org or at the Muni box office.
The Muni in Forest Park.
Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Great opinions on the air.
So join his partners and him.
There's no fun left on
FM.
The air.
We're full of chat and we're full of chit. And we think you'll get lots of
breasts. Large breasts.
And this is why that kind of crap right there, that sexist talk, is why I do not listen to Paul Harris.
Oh, I love Paul Harvey.
What? What was it?
Harvey.
Oh. That's why I love Paul Harvey.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the August 11th edition Opinions Playhouse, brought to you by Mark and Jason. That would be Mark Reard and Jason Becker. They're financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. We're going to talk about what they do, how they do it, and how the first meeting is complimentary and won't cost you anything. And I'm still confused. Now, Scott Sherman was just on here, but I've heard him other places. He was fired, but then he wasn't fired.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
That's still...
And then he's back.
Still baffling.
That happens a lot.
It's the old Bill and Wendy rule.
Hey!
It's a little inside, but some will get it. At the control board and cracking Bill and Wendy jokes, it's Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks. Also to Mark and Jason. They are, of course, with Stifel Nicolaus, which is a member of the SIPC and NYSE.
Yes, they are.
And if you are concerned about the future of your investments, it might be a good idea to get a fresh perspective with Mark and Jason. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello to the chicks.
Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
It's going great. I want to say happy birthday to a friend of mine. His name's Ron Meyer. He's celebrating his 50th birthday today, but for the past, I don't know, 6 months, his wife has been battling leukemia. Oh. So, and she's getting ready for a bone marrow transplant, so things are kind of turning, but I just wanted to say happy birthday to Ron.
Oh, that's very nice of you. Happy birthday, Ron. PB Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice, what happened?
Whoa.
Bruce, you okay?
Whoa.
Oh, man.
Uh-oh.
The instruments, the studio mic is cut down.
Is that a cellular signal?
No, that's a studio mic.
No, Lawrence
right
just
there
fainted
the
over there.
So. Oh.
Bernice is in heaven.
You're also fine, Dan.
And Ratboy wanted to ask Scott Sherman a legal question, but he got away before Ratboy could answer it. It was about, is there such a thing as, there's DWI, there's DUI, is there DWC, driving with what?
Cheese.
Driving with cheese. I don't,
no,
I don't think
so.
No,
that's not against the law.
That's, you can eat cheese, although if it's old and kind of fermented, would that have any alcoholic? I don't think so.
I think
it just gets moldy. Yeah. No, you're good. No DWC. Give it up. If you would, for Bruce Lindquist and the All-Boy Orchestra. Yes. Thank you. Thank you so much. Be seated. If you're changing jobs, my daughter just changed jobs again. This is very exciting for us. She was only at this last job 6 months, and then this company, you know, it's interesting. When you have a job, you can get a job much easier than if you don't have a job.
Oh, yes.
Same person, mm-hmm. same skill, but if you're unemployed, it's like you have the plague.
Yes. So you're obviously unemployable. You don't have a job right now.
Well, you must have done something wrong.
Why would we give you a job?
So I told my daughter, I said, look, you're at that stage now, out of college. I didn't go to college, but you have a degree, and you need to figure out what you want to do, and an opportunity comes along, you jump on it. You take it while you're working. Because I think a lot of people know what I'm talking about. When you apply for a job and they know you're unemployed, it's not fair, but they act like there's something wrong with you, mm-hmm. or something. When you change jobs, now this will be her first 401k. She didn't have one at the last job, but many of you listening may have a 401k. And if you change jobs or if you're old enough to retire, you're going to have some questions about that retirement money that you don't know the answers to. And if you don't ask them to get the answers, you might make some mistakes, like should you cash it out? Just cash it. Or do you roll it over to an IRA? Or do you pay taxes on it? And how much tax? And when? And how long before you pay tax? How long do you have to move it? What about penalties? What about the growth potential of the money? And on and on and on. That's why it's good to get the advice of somebody who does this to somebody's, actually, who do this all the time. Mark Reardon and Jason Becker, and I would like for you to just consider meeting with them if you have $25,000 or more that you either have invested somewhere or you really haven't invested. You don't know what to do with it. They're financial advisors of Stifel Nicolaus. Stifel, as Peon just said, is a member of SIPC and NYSE. The meeting is complimentary. You have to make the call, though. They're not going to call you. This is one of those things that you have to realize how important it is to get good financial advice. And you set up a meeting, and if you don't like what they have to say, then that's it. There won't be any more meetings. But if you do, you'll be glad you called them. Mark and Jason, Mark Reardon and Jason Becker, markandjason.com. From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland, along with Bruce Limprisk and the All-Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. 314-652-3456, that's the old-fashioned way to get them. It still works. Or download the app STL Taxi. It's free, and it really works quickly. Good thing to have on your phone. And now, here's Bill Cleveland.
Hello, everybody.
Hello, Bill.
How's it going?
Great.
I've become like a regular, people aren't happy about this, but I'm a regular part of the Playhouse more often.
Well, that's a great place to be. That's the highest rated, you know, time slot.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. I don't think Bill is buying it.
Well, he should buy it. It's true.
No, I buy it. I absolutely buy
good,
it.
Good
I
just, spot to be in. What's going on?
Well, maybe you saw the live broadcast yesterday of a man climbing Trump Tower in New York City.
Yeah.
And I didn't even realize climbing Trump Tower was an Olympic event. Did you?
No.
I had no idea.
Apparently
not. Yeah, the guy was caught, as you might imagine. He was using suction cups and rope, which, oddly enough, is exactly how Donald Trump gets his hair to stay in place.
Well, I didn't know that.
Did you know that?
I did not know that.
A lot of fun facts today.
Yeah.
A lot of people are complaining that NBC is showing way too much synchronized swimming.
Yeah.
A lot of synchronized swimming. In fact, it's gotten so bad most Americans have started synchronized channel changing.
I haven't seen synchronized swimming. I've seen that synchronized diving. I don't get that.
I don't get it either. I don't get that.
And if you lose your partner, you're screwed.
Yeah.
You're out.
Yeah. How about that beach volleyball, though? Am I right? The beach volleyball?
No, ping pong. The most incredible thing to watch to me is ping pong.
I think Bill's talking about the outfit.
Oh, the outfit.
Oh, yeah.
You're putting down women's beach volleyball for ping pong?
Well, Bill, I guess I'm just not the sexist.
But it's on right now on CNBC, and the women are wearing pants.
Yeah, long pants.
Really? I don't know that what about? That's about.
I wonder if it's cooler there
don't
right
they know
now.
That, well, don't they know volleyball there. Is supposed to be a sex thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I tune in. What the heck? And finally, Maybe get that pickleball into the Olympics.
You bet. Now you're talking.
And you got something. Well, California is hoping to be the next state to get marijuana legalized this November. Proponents in California say they'll be making calls, going door-to-door, and buying TV ads. And they plan to get to all that just as soon as Scooby-Doo is over. Get right on, man. The Bill Cleveland segment is brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the AM&PM cab company, and from downtown St. Louis. I'm Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 KCRN.
All right, thank you, Bill.
Okay, see ya.
Folks, this has never been done before in radio. Two segments within a segment.
What?
Yeah, that's right. You heard me. And now it's time for the outdoor segment. Brought to you by Pistols Plus in Osage Beach, Missouri. Went there last weekend and fired a new handgun. I needed a new handgun. And I fired it at the driving range there. And Pistols Plus in Osage Beach is the sponsor for the outdoor segment. I want to congratulate. Actually, we almost have a legitimate segment today because I want to congratulate Bobby Whitehead on the success of the Outdoor Guide magazine. It has now reached 80 pages. You know, most publications are shrinking and having to go online. This one just keeps getting bigger and better. Outdoor Guide magazine comes out every other month. It costs a whopping $12 a year.
Whoa.
Yeah, to get this great magazine. But better yet, if you go to outdoorguidemagazine.com, you'll find about 100 locations where you can pick it up for free. So congratulations, Bobby Whitehead. And I'll tell you something. It's, you go, well, I don't turkey hunt. This magazine has everything in it. If you camp, if you or an archer, if you shoot, if you hunt, if you fish, look for morel mushrooms. It's got all kinds of stuff in it. So Outdoor Guide Magazine and outdoorguidemagazine.com is the website. You might want to check that out. So congratulations, Bobby. And that concludes the outdoor segment. Maestro, outdoor, yeah, thank you.
That was really informative.
It was very informative, I thought. And don't forget the sponsor, Pistols Plus. In the heart of Osage Beach, handguns, long guns, accessories, all that stuff. All right, let's, I'm going to mention, I know that tomorrow I'm on assignment and Paul.
You are?
Is it Harris or Harvey? Harris is in here. He's going to have in the studio Bobcat Goldthwait. Now, Paul, forgive me. I can't stand this guy. I never liked that voice. Apparently, he doesn't do
the voice.
He doesn't
do it anymore. That's
so
what that's
you'll
what
get
I
to
heard.
Hear him. Now, maybe that mm-hmm. might be worth, for me, I should listen to that because it was that voice. I couldn't stand
it. I never got into that. He was in the Police Academy movies.
Oh,
right?
My goodness.
I enjoyed those, the first couple ones with him in it.
But I would imagine the interview will be really interesting when he's in the studio tomorrow for two reasons. One, in his real voice to hear his story, and because Paul Harris is a really good interviewer. He is. He's very good at that. I hope he's not listening.
I don't think he knows this crap.
Hope he's playing poker. I don't want to be hearing me complimenting him. I can't get into the sir thing. Sir, I heard somebody earlier, Sir Paul McCartney.
I know,
sir
they Ellen say that all the
we
time.
We don't live in England. I have to call him that. And if I meet him or met him, which I won't, would I have to go, nice to meet you, Sir Elton or Sir Paul?
No, I just go, yo, Paul, how you doing?
Yeah. Hey, PM, what's going on?
From one musician to another.
Yeah, well, you could do that.
How have you been?
You're a musician. All right, we made the announcement today, our golf tournament. I hope they have fixed the mistake.
I believe it is corrected.
Right off the bat, the station screws up on the station website, the date. Apparently, they have it fixed. To their credit, the station agreed. I said, I'll host a golf tournament if you give all the profits to Backstoppers. And they said, yes, we will. So, this is going to be big. This is going to be fun. Friday, September 23rd, I believe the first ever Big 550 KTRS Golf Classic, presented by Johnny Londoff Chevrolet and First Community Credit Union, hosted by me, the world's worst golfer. And again, it's the 23rd of September. That's a Friday. Take off that day. It's going to be fun. Normandy Golf Club. There are only going to be 120 players, and that's it. That's it. And I'm hoping by next week I can come on and go, all players, all the spots are sold out. Thank you very much. $100 per person. You get lunch. You get your greens fee. You get your cart. You get drinks out on the course. And there will be a little get-together at the end of it, about 6 o'clock, a little post tournament cocktail party with drinks and hors d'oeuvres. We'll announce the winners, and I'll have a couple of quick things to say, and thank everybody, and you're on your way. None of that auctioning 25 items. That crap goes on forever. We're not doing that. And all of the profit goes to Backstoppers, and I can't think of a better time to do something like this. Thanks to the station for agreeing to do this for Backstoppers. That's the only way I'm hosting a golf tournament right now. And I may never do it again, but I'm happy to do it for Backstoppers. Registration's at 11:30, and then there's lunch, a little welcome speech, and shotgun start at 1 o'clock. And then there's hole-in-one contest. Johnny Londoff's going to give away a car if you get a hole-in-one. And then another hole, if you get a hole-in-one, First Community Credit Union is going to give you a check for $25,000. And I have had a hole-in-one. I may have. Now, that'll be awkward if I have one during this thing. And I'm the host. And now what? What do you do? Do you take the money? I say, yeah, take it. Take the car? You bet.
Heck yeah. If you get a hole-in-one.
You deserve it, Dan.
Yeah.
So Friday, September 23rd, set it aside. And last but not least, we're auctioning off the fourth spot in the foursome that will be me, Dan, Peon. That in itself, you will never probably play a round of golf quite like that again. And we have our first bidder. It's Andy for $1,000. Thank you, Andy. I want $2,000 or $3,000. Not that I don't appreciate and won't take the $1,000, I will, but thanks for kicking it off. And I don't quite know how to address those of you who have done well and have money, but I guess that's the only way. You know who you are, and $2,000 or $3,000 will not break the bank for you. And because it is for Backstoppers, and if you're as disgusted as I am with all this F the police and pigs in a blanket fry 'em like bacon, all that crap, and people shooting the cops and the disrespect, if you're sick of it too, step up, bump up Andy's bid from $1,000 to more than $1,000, and you're going to have a great time playing with the three of us that day. All the information is at KTRS.com. It's all there.
Oh, what increments do you want to go up? Like
500.
Like, okay.
I don't want somebody calling saying 1,100.
Yeah.
Bump it at
yeah.
least by 500. I'll tell you what, if you're out there and you really got some dough, just call in here and go, $5,000, mm-hmm. done. So that person is out there. They are.
Oh, yeah.
You know that person's out there. Officer, speaking of police officers, Officer Flamion, the Baldwin police officer who was shot by that coward, who shot him in the back, is paralyzed, and he was flown a few days ago to a rehab hospital in Colorado. Well, I got to tell you, if that were me, I would wonder, I would look up and go, God, why didn't you just let this kill me? I don't want to be paralyzed for the rest of my life. I mean, it's sort of horrible, horrible.
Tomorrow night, they're having around Ballas in Manchester, they're having a big benefit for him, too. And the band Contagious is playing. They're really good.
Hey, the golf tournament says, it says at 6 o'clock, post-tournament cocktail party, drinks, hors d'oeuvres, live entertainment. What is that about?
I'm not sure.
That's not your band.
No.
I don't know what
No, because we can't do it. We did talk about that, and they asked us about doing it, but it's too early.
Yeah, I don't know what that's about. Real quickly, the parents of two of the Benghazi victims are suing Hillary Clinton. Here's my advice to them. You might as well just stop. Good luck to you. I mean, really, good luck. I can't even imagine they have a chance, a shot at suing. You cannot touch certain people, and Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton are two of those people that that's such a long shot to prove that she is the reason they're dead. I don't think they're going to have much luck with that. And other than that, I think, Dylan Roof, I do want to get this in. Dylan Roof is that kid, that rich kid that killed, what was it, four people? No, charge. I'm sorry. Nine.
No,
oh, I'm, sorry,
Roof,
I'm sorry. I'm
yeah,
sorry. I'm sorry. This is
story.
The guy. This is the guy. I'm sorry. This is the guy that shot nine black people at the church in Charleston after he sat with them and he said they were really nice to me. That made it tougher for me to kill them.
Yeah.
Can you believe this guy? This
no.
guy has been attacked already in prison.
What?
Good. Kill him. Kill him. Goes to a black church. Mingles with people. They couldn't be more welcoming. And then he kills them all. Mm. There's some real lunatics in the world. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
There are two women. They're both married. And once a month, they always go out together. Girls' night out. Women love that, girls' night out stuff. They do. And these two have been friends forever. Again, they're both married. Well, one night, they get a little bit hammered, too hammered, and they know not to drive. So both of these women start walking home, and they have to go to the bathroom really badly. And they're right next to a cemetery. So they go into the cemetery, but they don't have any, I don't know how else to put it, toilet paper. So one of them uses her panties and then just tosses them into the cemetery. And the other one grabs a wreath off of a grave, a fresh grave, because she didn't have any toilet paper. Now, the next morning, one of the husbands calls the other husband and he says, "Hey, man, we're going to have to shut this girls' night out thing down. I don't think we can let our wives do this anymore. My wife came home early this morning with no panties on. I don't know what's going on here, but I think we're going to put an end to this." And the other guy goes, "You think that's bad? My wife came home with a card stuck in the crack of her butt that read, 'From all of us at the fire station, we will never forget you.'"
All right, let's get a look at traffic now. Here's Frank Ladd.
Thanks, Dan. You're still stop and go eastbound Highway 64, Grand through the Poplar, westbound 64. You're on the brakes now. Jefferson all the way out past McCausland, westbound 44, heavy headed towards the roadwork near Hampton. And that those delays start just west of Jefferson, northbound 55, heavy in that right lane between 44 and the Poplar Street Bridge, southbound 170. You're on the brakes now. Olive through Highway 64, southbound 270. You're on the brakes now between Page and an accident just south of Ladue Road. It's blocking the left lane. Still working with an emergency cruiser on the scene, and I'm watching a tow truck pull up on the scene as well. So those delays are still there. Westbound on Highway 70, heavy now west of Highway 270 out through the roadwork near Highway 94. Could be some signal problems southbound and northbound on Highway 94, just south of Highway 70. Heavy delays westbound in pockets 364, 270 out towards the Veterans Bridge. And seeing pockets of volume now still southbound on Highway 270, south of Highway 64, down through about Doherty Ferry. South of there, it's a pretty good run headed towards 255. This update brought to you by Lead Safe America. Did you know that childhood lead poisoning costs the American taxpayers more than $50 billion a year? Visit LeadSafeAmerica.org to learn more. Frank Ladd with KTRS Vincent Mortgage Traffic.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage, 314-839-9999, NMLS number 225095. The Big Sports Show.
It's Jim Hewer, sports director at the Big 550 KTRS.
And I'm Brendan Weesey. Join us weeknights for the Big Sports Show.
Jim Sterk is going to be the new athletic director at the University of Missouri. Well, what's his most important job?
There needs to be at least some semblance of responsibility that falls at his doorstep in terms of improving the image.
6:30 to 9
on the Big 550 KTRS.
Message and data rates may apply.
Government agencies spend $7 trillion a year buying everything from laptops to lemonade. That's $20 billion a day. But finding the right agency to buy your product could be like throwing darts, blindfolded. With 89,000 government agencies, you can waste unspeakable amounts of time and money pitching the wrong ones. That stops now, because there's finally an exclusive online database that shows you which agencies actually buy what you sell, how much they pay, when they last bought, how often they switch vendors, even how much your competitors are charging. It's called Smart Procure, and it's not an RFP service. It's the ultimate tool for getting government business. And right now, they'll give you a free list of the top 10 government agencies buying what you're selling. Just text LIST to 67076. That's LIST to 67076, L-I-S-T to 67076.
The Cardinals Hall of Fame weekend presented by Edward Jones is August 26th through 28th when the Cardinals host the Oakland A's. There are great giveaways all weekend long starting on Friday night when fans will take home a Bob Gibson Hall of Fame red jacket statue courtesy of Scott Credit Union. Saturday, it's the 2016 Cardinals Hall of Fame inductees plaque presented by Edward Jones. And Sunday, fans will receive a replica batting practice hat courtesy of Monsanto. That's the Cards and Athletics August 26th through 28th. Get your tickets now at cardinals.com/promotions.
He was one of the greatest pitchers that Major League Baseball has ever seen. On Friday, August 26th, the Cardinals take on the Oakland A's, and it's the Bob Gibson Hall of Fame Red Jacket Statue Giveaway, presented by Scott Credit Union. Salute the career of Hall of Fame pitcher Bob Gibson with this Bob Gibson Hall of Fame Red Jacket Statue. 30,000 fans ages 16 and older will take home the statue. That's August 26th. Tickets available at cardinals.com/promotions.
Me Homeowners Insurance, how can I help you?
My air conditioner broke down. I need to make a claim.
Oh, I'm sorry, but your homeowner's insurance doesn't cover air conditioner breakdowns.
What does it cover?
Home damage from things like lightning, meteors, even a fire-breathing dragon.
A dragon?
Yes, even a fire-breathing one.
But not my air conditioner.
Sorry.
But his air conditioner could have been covered with a home warranty from American Home Shield, plus components of 20 other major home systems and appliances, like his electrical system, plumbing, refrigerator, and more. For valuable free information, call 1-800-900-6490. Home insurance can cover what might happen. But a home warranty helps cover what will happen.
Now the washer won't work.
Life happens. Have a plan. Get a home warranty from American Home Shield. For valuable free information, call 1-800-900-6490. That's 1-800-900-6490. 1-800-900-6490.
With a Kohler standby generator from CK Power, your power stays on even when the rest of the neighborhood is in the dark. Kohler natural gas and propane powered backup generators can restore power to your home or business in as little as 10 seconds. They're recognized by the National Home Builders Association and Consumer Reports as the highest quality and best value choices when protecting your home from power interruptions. CK Power has been a Kohler Power Systems distributor for more than 30 years and provides engineering, power system application expertise, sales, parts, preventive maintenance service, and year-round 24-hour emergency service. Don't be left in the dark. Get a Kohler standby generator from CK Power's professional commitment to quality installation and service. Kohler standby generators from CK Power, your complete source for engine and generator power. Call 1-855-CK-POWER or online at ckpower.com.
Us first. If you're thinking about refinancing or moving, call Vincent Mortgage first. Knowing up front what you can afford opens up a world of options. Let us help you find out in as little as 8 days. Rates are still at historic lows. So if you're looking to buy a home or pay off debt, you got to call now. 314-839-9999.
Come visit us at 12801 Flushing Meadows Drive, St. Louis, Missouri, 63131. NMLS number 225095.
ADT presents What to Consider When Considering Home Security. An ADT sign is more than a sign. It's a line in the sand. On one side, your family. On the other, an uncertain world.
For over 140 years, more people have chosen ADT to help prevent crime than anyone else. Get ADT starting at just $28.99 a month.
Tested, trusted, proven ADT.
With 36-month contract for licensing and terms and conditions, visit ADT.com.
It's the end of summer BOGO sale, baby. Buy one, get one from Amazing Siding and Windows. Buy one Infinity from Marvin Fiberglass Window, receive a second free. Buy one Infinity from Marvin Door, receive a second one free. Need siding? Pay for two sides, and we'll throw in the other two sides for free. You must schedule with Amazing before school starts back. Call 636-230-5800. On the web, AmazingSEL.com. Previous purchase excluded, restrictions apply. Free product is of equal or lesser value, labor excluded.
Call Amazing Siding, and you'll never paint again. Never.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. But even today, there's still one path to success that only requires a dream and about $10. Because if your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. Right now at Vistaprint, you can get 500 customized, high-quality business cards for only $9.99. That's $9.99, and your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. Just go to Vistaprint.com. Use promo code 1414 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 1414.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery. Grow your contact list and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So, what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Elton John and Tim Rice's Aida closes the Muni's unforgettable 2016 season, August 8th through the 14th, presented by Edward Jones. Tickets available now at Muni.org or at the Muni box office.
How will the presidential election impact your investments and your retirement? Find out how to election-proof your portfolio on America's Wealth Management Show this Saturday afternoon at 1, right here on 550 KTRS.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
This man's going to be in St. Louis tomorrow night, actually tomorrow afternoon, but boy, oh boy, I saw a rundown of to get him in without being noticed. You can't believe the security and
I bet.
Man. And then the last minute, they changed the route from the airport because of stalkers and fans. He's Mike Evans. He's heard all over the United States, including Hawaii. It's unbelievable. And he's brought to you by Annie Guns Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. And here's what I'll tell you about Annie Guns. One night, a couple of years ago, took another couple there. They live in New York City. New York City. This guy said, I have eaten in the finest restaurants in New York. I've never eaten in a better restaurant than Annie Guns. That is quite an endorsement. Next door is the Smokehouse Market, and they're both on the east end of everything in Chesterfield Valley. Gift cards always a good idea. Here is Mike Evans.
We did.
First is traffic report. Southbound on the 270 just before Ladue. There's a bad accident, so you might want to avoid that.
See, we don't call in California, they call it the 101. We just don't call it the 2. It's just 270. So just so you know the local lingo, bad accident on 270.
270
so you're
getting
an auto report and a traffic report.
I know. Wow. I'm just trying to make you aware of
seem
how
local.
We do it here. Yeah,
you don't say the 270. You just say 270. Well, my son-in-law is shaking his head that I was wrong. I should have just said 270.
Yeah. There you go. He lives here. He knows.
And he just said that's a California thing.
There, he's right. He's right.
Well, excuse me for being from California.
Well, you don't have to be excused for that. It's just...
I'm glad it's not rainy. It's a little muggy. A little muggy. Well, it's muggy.
Yeah.
But it's cold. So it's nice. Pop quiz question. Name the name of the Hollywood star who has invited 30 huge Hollywood stars to their home for August 23rd, Los Angeles, for a dinner and fundraiser for Hillary Clinton. It's expected to make millions of dollars for Hillary. Who is hosting this big shindig? Is it Leonardo DiCaprio, Barbra Streisand, Matt Damon, or Cher? I'll give you the answer in just a minute. So, Malia Obama smokes pot. Now, there's pictures of her.
I don't believe that
cares?
For a minute. No, who does care?
Who cares? She's 18 years old. Her dad was a pot-level pot smoking nut when he was in Hawaii. She's going to Harvard, the way colleges are nowadays. It might be a requirement that you smoke pot to go to Harvard.
Yeah, I don't think anybody cares about that.
Nobody cares about it. And hitting the pipe hasn't hurt Michael Phelps too much. You know what I'm saying?
No, not at all.
Exactly. Odds and ends, sure look goofy, skinny leg, girl's bike, helmet on crooked, riding a bike in Central Park, Paul McCartney. That's an everyday for exercise.
I'm sorry, you mean Sir Paul.
Well, we're not in England, so I'm not going to give them that.
No, I agree with you. I'm with you on that.
Yeah. Because in England, they got to call you Sir Frank O'Pinia, don't they?
I don't think so, no.
Or is it Sire?
Sire. That's it.
Sire. I think it's something like that.
Yeah.
Another goofy rider riding bikes in New York is Toby Maguire. So every 10 days or so, Donald Trump and his wife sneak out for a romantic dinner. Usually a high-end New York restaurant in a private room. But on the other hand, Bill and Hillary avoid each other. They don't speak unless they have to do an appearance for a campaign together. And the rumor is they have not had sex in 15 years.
I absolutely believe that.
No, I should correct that. They haven't had sex with each other.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but I'm sure they've had sex. I'm sure Hillary has her friends, too.
Bill's having it right now, probably.
Yeah, probably so. You know, it's amazing that Monica Lewinsky the other day said, "It's to her, just think, if my ex-boyfriend's wife is elected president, she'll be sitting at the desk I used to be under."
Yeah, that's true.
Oh,
in the Oval Office. That's true.
So what else should I talk about? Do you know President Obama and Mark Zuckerberg are best friends?
I did not know that.
Seems a little odd. Yeah, you wouldn't recognize Marilyn Manson cut off all of his hair to do a movie. I wouldn't recognize Marilyn Manson before he cut his hair.
No, me either.
And our date in history, August 11th, 1965, the first L.A. riots. What were they called?
1965?
Yeah. Here's my son-in-law. What is it?
Compton?
Watts.
Yeah, okay.
Watts riot. Watts riot.
That's right.
You ever heard of it?
Tell your son-in-law stop talking so much. This is your segment.
Okay. 34 died, thousands injured, $200 million damage. That's a lot of money back in those days.
You want to hear our Monica Lewinsky dry cleaners joke?
Sure.
Told it the other day. She goes to the dry cleaners.
I like how he says my segment shouldn't have been, but I want to hear it because I always hear your jokes.
Goes to the dry cleaners with a dress, and the dry cleaner who she goes to, the guy that runs it, happens to be very hard of hearing, almost deaf. So she goes in with a dress, and she says, Gary, I've got another dress for you. You have a stain out of. And he goes, come again? She goes, no, mustard.
I like it.
Yeah.
No, I like it. I like it.
I thought you would.
I like that. Thank you. Hulk Hogan's 63 today.
Yeah, I saw that. He's in pretty good shape for 63.
And I always found this kind of interesting, although a lot of people don't even know who he is, but the old TV host, Michael Douglas, remember him?
Yes, I do remember Mike Douglas.
Okay. Mike Douglas was born on this day in 1925, and in 2006, while celebrating his birthday on this day, dropped dead.
He had a women loved him. He had one of those Merv Griffin type daytime shows. Women liked him.
Yeah. And finally, from St. Louis, Missouri, homie.
Yeah.
And I'm excited to go to Annie Gunn's tomorrow. I'm taking the fam. The family's all going.
Oh, they're going to love it.
You know, I talked to somebody at Annie Gunn's today, a lady that says she knows you. I can't remember. Sort of a funny first name.
It could have been any one of a number of women there who are crazy about me.
Very nice lady.
Joetta?
I think that was it, Joetta.
Okay.
She's going to be there tomorrow. She says, I'm the best part of your show. She can't wait to meet me.
Really? Did she say that?
That's what she said.
Mm. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Who is having a party for Hillary? Leonardo DiCaprio, Barbara Streisand, Matt Damon, or Cher?
It could be any one of them. What do you think, Dan?
Barbara Streisand.
That's what I'll say, too.
I'm going to go DiCapitation. Leonardo DiCapitation.
The answer is Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah!
Have a great day, Mike Evans. See ya.
There you go. How dare him put family before us? It's like he was in a hurry to get off.
Family.
I think I won that one. That was Mike Evans. He is brought to you every day by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. They're on the east end of everything in Chesterfield Valley. They sell thousands of gift cards every year. That's not just a holiday thing. You can give a gift card any day for somebody's birthday, promotion, change jobs, had a baby, whatever. It's a good idea, and everybody loves them.
And if you want to taste the best premium beef jerky ever,
ooh,
in that smokehouse market.
Oh, it's a little pricey, but you'll see
but
why.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm with you. That jerky's unbelievable. Also, in Chesterfield Valley, down in the valley.
Valley so low, hang your head over, hear the wind blow.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Yeah. Thank you. Is a place called Aminis, A-M-I-N-I-S. Have you been in yet? All of you listening, have you been? And I'm gonna guess there were a couple of hands that went up from people who, oh, no, I haven't. Well, let me tell you something. I can't understand why you haven't been in there. You say, well, we don't have a reason to go to Chesterfield Valley. This is the reason. This in itself is a reason to go to Chesterfield Valley. You don't have to be going for something else. It'd be nice if we hadn't had lunch at Annie Guns and then go to Aminis. But Aminis is a destination location. There are people who go to Chesterfield Valley just to go to Aminis because you will never in this town go in a store even close to anything like Aminis. Pool tables, pinball machines, arcade games, shuffleboard, the most beautiful area rugs, machine-made and handmade, you'll ever see. And if you want one reason just to go in there, go and look at the rug that's hanging up that Aminis purchased from, and I don't remember if it was a sheik or a prince or whatever over in the Middle East. It's 153 years old, and it took 3 years for a family to make this rug. Price tag on this rug is $700,000. You have to go see it. It's worth going to Aminis just to see the rug. And then while you're there, take a look at everything else. The Jaffe lighting upstairs, the incredible patio furniture. They're number one category in sales. The best patio furniture made in the world. They don't sell any junk at Aminis, and they never will. A-M-I-N-I-S. Check it out. Aminis.com. Meet me.
All right, let's get a final check on traffic. Here's Frank Ladd.
Hey, Dan, we're still working with this accident that Mike Evans told you about, southbound on Highway 270, just south of Ladue Road. Still seeing delays back to Page. The left lane is blocked there. They've got a tow truck on the scene, so it should be out of the way, hopefully, pretty quickly. Southbound on 170, still seeing delays from about Ladue down through Highway 64. On the brakes in pockets, westbound on 64, now between Boyle and McCausland. Westbound 44 from Grand out through the roadwork at Hampton. Eastbound on Highway 64, still seeing some volume headed towards the Poplar Street Bridge from about Union Station. Once you get there on the east side of the river, so a couple pockets eastbound 55-64 up to an earlier incident that has been cleared at the Highway 70 merge. This update brought to you by Unbound. A girl in Kenya dreams of becoming a doctor. An elder in Guatemala dreams of being part of a community. Reach out and change their world, and it will change your own. Unbound.org. I'm Frank Ladd with KTRS Vincent Mortgage Traffic.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage, 314-839-9999, NMLS number 225095. Thursday, August 18th, join us for the Nestle Purina Radiothon to support the St. Louis Men's Group Against Cancer on KTRS. Listen for details.
Do you prefer the same accounting and finance professionals for long-term or recurring projects? AccountTemps Salary Professional Service may be the solution. Visit AccountTemps.com. AccountTemps, a Robert Half company.
Welcome to Mythbreakers. Today, we check out Blue Emu Anti-Itch Cream, the one cream for every itch. Since Nat lost the coin toss, he's got to roll around in a lively patch of poison ivy. Oh, his skin is already looking red and irritated.
Itchy, itchy.
And now, to get to this Blue Emu Anti-Itch Cream, Nat gets to fight his way through a swarm of hungry mosquitoes.
Give me that.
He's got it. He's rubbing it in now. Blue Emu Anti-Itch Cream, one cream for every itch. Available at Walmart and Walgreens.
There's a reason why so many celebrities use Proactiv. Their faces are their money. And it's time for you to get it because Proactiv has set up a special 800 number. For just $19.95, you'll get Proactiv and a rotating deep cleansing brush. A $45 value, yours free. For only $19.95, you're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear or your money back. Here's the number, 1-800-644-5944. Call now for a lifetime of beautiful skin. 1-800-644-5944.
All right, September 23rd, the big golf tournament benefit Backstoppers. All the information is at KTRS.com. Please thank a police officer today or tonight. Have a great Thursday evening, everybody.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your past said. You got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks have asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending, that's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on, leave! Get out! Next!
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir!
You dudes get lost now, you hear? Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you, bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling. All right, dude.
All right, dude. All right, dude.
Bye, y'all.
Fox 2 News at 6 on KTRS St. Louis.
Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News at 6.
Tonight, why a judge is considering digging deeper into a juror's concerns over her own guilty verdict in the Principia hazing trial.
The latest on an arrest for a hit-and-run accident that left a 12-year-old boy dead.
Bandit blunder. This search for two thieves who tried but failed to rob a McDonald's in South St. Louis.
Plus, new details about a noose found hanging over an AT&T worker's desk.
Well, we begin tonight with breaking news. The St. Anne police chief tells us one of his officers has been shot. That led to a police pursuit that ended in this crash in front of the Buzz Westfall Center at West Florissant Avenue at Lucas and Hunt in Jennings. It is possible that the woman being taken away on the stretcher was injured in the crash. The man in cuffs, possibly the suspect. So far, we do not know the condition of the officer.
One person was taken into custody. Several people at the scene were taken to the hospital. Fox 2's Erica Talley.